It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and you know what? It's once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about hunting and fishing. We've been doing this, I think, about 4 years every week, and I really enjoy it, and I know you do because, you know, you can always contact me through catfishradio.com. Just go online to catfishradio.com, and there's a little icon there, email Luke. It's got my email address. If you have anything that you'd like to share with us here on the radio, just give me an email, and I promise you I'll get back with you. In today's show, I want to shotgun a little bit, if you will. I want to talk about various subjects and a lot of stuff going on in the outdoors. One of the things that I really want you to know about is Family Affair Guide Service. Rick Hirschner has been our guest in the past. Rick has got a very unique situation. He hunts geese down south of Corsicana, which is a couple of hours drive maximum. I hunted geese last year with Rick, had an awesome hunt down there, and a lot of fun. But let's get an update on the goose hunting from Rick. And do remember, his website is, if you want to check it out, Family Affair Guide Service. Rick, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
You know, you were telling me that a lot of geese have hung up in Kansas up there right now. All we need is a good blast of Arctic air, and those birds are going to be down on the wheat fields south of Corsicana where you hunt. That could happen very, very soon, couldn't it?
Yes, sir. In recent years, they've always, about the second to third week in December is when the major concentrations come to the area and end up wintering there the rest of the year.
But we really have had a milder than normal winter so far. I think there's some Arctic air predicted to come down within a day or two. It's hard to predict the weather, but they are predicting some colder weather, and that's what it takes, Rick, to get those birds on down here, isn't it?
Yes, just a clear norther that doesn't have any type of precip or anything with it doesn't really move the birds. If you get one that's farther up north, is freezing and they've got snow and rain, that's going to move the birds. But that's what we really want, because then they will come on down south.
You bet. I've hunted geese and, well, deer and everything else a lot up in North Dakota. I haven't been up there in about 5 years, but I used to go up there and bow hunt in the fall. I had a buddy that owned a big farm up there, you know, and we'd hunt geese and I'd also bow hunt. But the thing is, I remember when the snow started covering the ground up there, as he told me, he said, you know, you can forget it. Those birds are going to head south, and that's why they do come south. I mean, all those corn and soybean fields and barley fields up there in the north country, when it gets, all that country gets covered with snow, they have to come on down. Now, your hunts go through the, your goose hunts, of course, they start getting good about now or soon, within a week or two. And the shooting gets even better into January. I think it was the beginning of the conservation season last year, Rick, when I hunted with you. But by then, there was hundreds of birds on these green fields that you've got leased down there, you know. So that's, I mean, today it might be a little slack, but that can change down there in that area within a week, can it?
Yes, sir. Right now I'm expecting them any time. Just waiting for Mother Nature to drop the flag on them and say, hey, y'all need to move on down south, and everything will get better from here.
You bet. As you mentioned in the previous show, Rick, that when you were on here maybe a month ago with us, the hunting is dry. You're not slopping around in the mud. You're not in the water at all. The decoys, 90% of them are set on the bank adjacent to one of these conservation lakes. You always put out a few floater decoys in the water to make the setup look more natural. But you don't even get out there until daylight. It's not like if you've only hunted geese down on the Texas coast, it's not like it is down there where you spend the first 2 hours before sunup putting out decoys. It's really a relaxing hunt. You do your hunting, Rick, out of these layout blinds, which is very, very comfortable. What was different to me about hunting with you is the fact that, you know, it's not a hour and a half of frantic action hoping that the geese, thousands of geese, will come in like it used to be down on the coast. It's not that way anymore. It's more of a relaxed deal where, you know, you let the birds get off the water where they've roosted. They roost on water so they can be protected from predators at night. All waterfowl does. But you let the geese get off the water, set the decoys up, put the layout blinds out, and, you know, you may sit there. I think we sat there 45 minutes before the first bird showed. But you get to hunt right on through morning and in early afternoon, and those birds come back for the water, don't they, Rick?
Yes, sir. Our normal hunting times are about from the shooting will go anywhere from or ready to hunt from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and normally about 3 in the afternoon is when we go ahead and box it up and get on out of there, mm-hmm. Not to disturb the birds that are wanting to come back in there in the evening.
Well, a good report from you, and we've talked a lot off air, is the birds right now, the concentrations of snow geese at current time here this week are staged up in Kansas, lots of, and Nebraska, lots of them. But this next blast of Arctic air is going to push them down. It happens every year. It's nothing that magic about it. It's just going to happen. And then you're hunting, you're looking into January and February. I gave the website, Rick, Family Affair Guide Service. How about leaving a couple of phone numbers where people could call you?
My home phone number is 972-935-9229. My cell number is 214-536-6425.
Well, thank you, Rick, and we're going to get you back here soon, and when these birds do get down here, which could be as early as next week, I'll let you keep everybody tuned in, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Well, folks, I have a trip planned with Rick here in a couple of weeks, actually, down in south of Corsicana. Some of my really good friends are going to join me down there, and we're going to try to get after those geese. I did have a good shoot with him last year. It's a very relaxing goose hunt. But, you know, let's do this. We need to shift over and talk a little fishing right now. Guide Seth Vanover is on the line with us. And, you know, Seth is a regular on the show. You've all heard him many times. But you may remember close to this time last year, just a little later, I went down and fished in the Sabine River with Seth for the white bass run. And I've been talking to Seth a lot and looking at some of his pictures he's posted, but the white bass run has already started in the Sabine River, and we're talking about down in the vicinity of Longview. He meets all of his clients there on I-20, but it is one fun trip. The male bass are already in there thick, I'm told. Seth, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to the goose hunt.
Oh, yeah, you're one of the friends that's going to be with us on that goose hunt, you bet, and yeah, it's that goose hunt's nothing at all like if you're a person that's hunted down on the coast. I'm not knocking that, but the coastal hunting for geese is not what it used to be because of these big rice farms and different crop farms have subdivided. And I've got a buddy down there that has run one of the biggest goose hunting operations ever. And he hunts only on the weekends now. He used to hunt 7 days a week with it, run about 4 or 5 guides. So there's still some good hunting down there, but nothing like it used to be. And, of course, Rick down here south of Corsicana, he's just kind of tapping in on an untapped resource, really. Not too many people are hunting. You're going to have a good time, Seth.
I'm ready.
you're going to enjoy it. Now, the white bass run down on the Sabine, you said the males, y'all caught 150 or something like that of the, they're the smaller of the same, the big females come later, right?
Right, they hadn't showed up yet, but the males are there in droves right now.
What's a good bait right now for catching those sand bass down there?
We're using just 8 ounce, just small rattle traps, chrome rattle traps right now. And those male white bass are killing it.
They hit it in that cold water. It's amazing how hard those things do hit. Most of them that, I mean, last year I think it was maybe late January, I think possibly, or maybe February, but most of the fish we caught were big magnum, what I call magnum white bass, sand bass, you know, the 2 pounds and up. But, you know, as far as an eating fish, truly I prefer the smaller sand bass, the ones that are just above legal size to eat because, well, there's less of a bloodline, the red meat is less, and they're just, they really do fry up nicely, you know. But a lot of that river trip, of course, you want to catch fish, and right now if y'all caught 150 in a couple of 3 hours, it's obvious that they're there. But a lot of that river trip is just the vistas, the things you get to see, and you round a bend in that Sabine, you feel like you're the first person that's ever been there. You know, you're not.
Right.
But that's the part. Now, there was a spot I remember that where there was a change in the bottom elevation of the river, a dam, if you will, or you know, the fish, when the water's low, they could only get to that point. And, man, they were stacked in there like cordwood last year. What's the level of the river now? Is it down like that now?
It's down even a little bit further than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And they can't get past those waterfalls. And it's not far from this time. You're going to be able to go out there and catch as many as you will.
Yeah. Well, I guess right now the smaller ones, I think I'm more excited about them.
Yeah, you can go out and catch all them you want right now.
And they're legal keepers, right? I mean, most of them are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all legal.
Yeah.
Fun time for the kids to go fishing.
It is. Well, as the small rattle traps are prime right now, the chrome ones you were telling me, later you'll start using the soft plastics, right?
I'll go to Roadrunners.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're really in there thick, you can almost throw just a gold copy hook out there and catch them. Mm-hmm. And it's literally that easy.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I think next year, if our timing is right, or it'll probably be January, which will be next year. In the next few weeks, I've got this portable fish cooker, that runs off of the small propane bottles, the 1 pound bottles, and it's mm-hmm. like a blowtorch. I mean, this thing will get grease hot quick. I may just, maybe you always do the fillet duties. I may just get over there off the side somewhere, and we may have us a impromptu fish fry, Seth, when we get down there. What do you think?
Well, you stop on one of those islands out there and cook it right
Look
there.
Out. I'll just bring I'll make it a point to bring a little kit there with some fresh water, gallon of water to, you know, clean them up with and everything. Not that you have to have that. You're going to get them plenty hot, you know.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, that's a good plan. And there's plenty of places along the river, little islands, sandbars and stuff to cook them. We'll do that. People are listening to us all over the state, Seth. And for people that may not be real familiar with the area, you meet your people right there on Interstate 20, right there at Longview, and it's not far from where you go put in the river, is it?
It's not. We'll meet right there. There's a truck stop that we meet at Long on I-20. And you can jump in the truck with me, or you can follow me, and it's about another 30-minute drive. It's out from Marshall, Texas.
The website, folks, for Seth is LakeForkCatAndCrappie.com. LakeForkCatAndCrappie.com. Also on Facebook, you can see the pictures that Seth posts. How about a phone number for people that might just want to talk sand bass fishing and get some more information, Seth?
You bet. 903-736-4557.
Well, we appreciate you being with us, and we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Thanks, Luke.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. Our show is produced by Kevin Jeffries right here at KETR and made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, R&L Air Gun Supply, Rhino Steel Buildings, and Hunter Supply. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.